I came in, and I remember the first remark that they made when they saw me was, "Here's some fresh meat." Well, of course, that didn't faze me. This is just a background. But Bill took no part in it. That was the first thing impressed me, was that he took no part in it, except was the character that he assumed that morning made that impression with me for during his entire lifetime, was that he was backed up against that brick wall, observing exactly what was going on that morning. And he did that the rest of the time that I knew him, up until the time that he died right here in Oxford. He would be on some corner or some public place, standing there watching, listening, observing, not saying a thing to anyone, not speaking to anyone. Well, he said, well, nobody paid any attention to him, don't you see?
And that didn't seem to bother him?
Didn't bother him the least bit in the world. That was his life, you see. He took no part in athletics, whatever. He didn't care anything whether he came to school or didn't come to school. His father was just as much different from him. His mother was a very much of an artistic type person, was a fine artist, and a very, very beautiful lady, and refined in every way. Well, William was a handsome kind of a boy, as far as that's concerned, and had the appearance of could have been that way, but he didn't care how he looked like that. Yet he could come out someday just looking like a prince. We called him called him Count. He got the nickname of Count Faulkner, you know, and all like that. That's the reason I said he was an actor. He could be a tramp one day, or he could be Prince Faulkner someday, don't you see?
And really succeed at it, no matter what role.
Personally, I don't know whether William ever learned to dance. I don't think he ever took any of our junior proms at the university. As a matter of fact is, I don't think he ever matriculated for an entire year at the university. I wouldn't say that he did or didn't. But he was out there. He was at one time fireman at the electric light plant, stoked the engine. He was at another time he was postmaster there at the post office and things like that.
You mentioned that the first time you saw him, he said something about the other side of the tracks. Would you explain a little bit more about that?
Well, of course, the other side of the track, that is just the kind of people, just like we say, the country people and the town people and all like that.
Did he say that to you, or?
No, I just said that was, I came from that class of people. I came on in here.
I see.
But from then on, I got on this side of the track. In other words, that's the reason I came to the high school and then the university, because I wanted to get from that side of the track on this side of the track.
I see. What community was it where you grew up?